Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improved sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. 5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. It's January 22nd, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 a.m. And you know what? A lot of people are feeling really great this morning from the long MLK holiday weekend. And you know, every morning we remind you about those school zones, but guess what? In Rapides Parish, and maybe some other parishes as well, kids are out of school again today. A lot of parent-teacher conferences today, so we want to remind you as you're traveling in on this Tuesday morning, for a lot of people, it probably feels like your Monday if you were off on yesterday, but I want to remind you about kids that are out of school, and every time kids are out of school, as we go about our day, we see kids doing stuff, and we just know that some of this stuff could be dangerous, like riding four-wheelers under bridges, kids doing backflips out of ditches yesterday. Kids just, you know, they're out of their neighborhoods and they're doing all sorts of things. So we want to remind you as you go about your day today that kids are out of school. We still want you to slow down. We still want you to stay engaged, but we want you to be more engaged, because when kids are out of school, that's a dangerous mix. A lot of those kids are unattended, but you know what? They're excited because they have another day. So as you're traveling in this morning, be safe, watch out for yourself, watch out for the next person. But most importantly, we want you to stay on point, because you know how we're always talking about people birthing businesses. And as we are 22 days into the new year, that's what's on point this morning. We're talking about how to get your small and emerging business developed. We've got lots of incredible people that are right on point that can help you to get a better understanding about what the city does, about what the resources are that are available, and how you can take advantage. So we want to encourage you, stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. I know your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday. If you're just getting your morning started, guess what? It's 7:45 a.m. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For any information on home, life, and auto insurance, here's the number. It's 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to www, you know what it is, HicksandHasIt.com. Now, if you're just joining this morning's show, you know we're 22 days into the new year. And you know, if you listen to the show at all, you know that we're always talking about the birthing process. And I know that there are a lot of entrepreneurs out there, a lot of potential entrepreneurs out there that are getting ready to go through the birthing process. And so that's what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about small and emerging businesses and how to develop those businesses. And we're joined this morning by Mr. Joe Page, who is the Chief Diversity Officer for the City of Alexandria. He is also the Executive Director for the Business Incubator, Central Louisiana Business Incubator. We're also joined by Martin Johnson, who is the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation President. And on the phone, we're joined from Baton Rouge, we're joined by John W. Matthews. He is the Executive Director of Economic Development Small Business Services, and Stephanie Reed, who is the Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. I think I got that right. Lady and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Boy, I tell you, that is a mouthful, a lot of stuff going on and a lot to talk about. But John, I want to first talk with you. We're talking about Louisiana Economic Development. There are a lot of acronyms that have flown around when it comes to talking about all these services. First of all, for those people that are listening, tell us what Louisiana Economic Development, also referred to as LED, what it really is.
First of all, let me say good morning, and we appreciate this opportunity mm-hmm. to speak to your listening audience about the resources available through Louisiana Economic Development. Economic development, when we talk about economic development, we're talking about three legs of the stool. One is marketing and attraction, whereby we are looking to relocate companies into regions. Two has to do with business retention. We want to make sure that we grow and maintain the businesses that we have. And then the third leg of that stool is small business and entrepreneurship. Now, we have programs that are designed to help our small business owners with enhancing their managerial and technical skills. You know, today it's very difficult to launch a home base or a storefront business without having an understanding of how to run a business, without having the understanding of the foundations that's required to grow and maintain a business. So the Small and Emerging Business Development Program is just one program, mm-hmm. one program of many that we have that's designed to help our small business community. So do you want me to go into I think that what I'd like to do is go into a little bit about what does that really mean.
Absolutely, because there are many people that are listening that really, and Mr. Joe and I were talking about it before the show, that really don't have an understanding of what this means and how to access this money. So let's just talk about that.
Certainly. Many of our small business owners start businesses, but they don't know how to run a business. They don't have the necessary tools.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have and did not develop a business plan. They are lacking in in-house accounting. They don't really have marketing skills. So we understand that we have a number of first-generation entrepreneurs and small business owners that are competing against third and fourth generation entrepreneurs. And we want to make sure that we give them the tools that they need. And I'll give you an example.
Okay.
A good example of this program would be an individual that would lay carpet for a living. Mm-hmm. And he has lots of business, but he's not making any money. When we do an assessment of that business, we determine that he has poor estimating skills. So mm-hmm. with the help of this program, we help him hire a consultant to teach him estimating skills, whereby he could take into consideration his gas and take into consideration his utilities and other costs that he had missed previously. We have some of our small business owners that are in business and they don't even know who and how to reach their market. So we have to figure out how to provide them with access to resources and access to professionals,
mm-hmm.
professionals right there, not here in this office. And that's the beautiful thing about this program. We partner with the City of Alexandria and Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, two strong partners that mm-hmm. we have and when we look at the state, and they are our delivery system. They are the entities that provide the resources. They are the entities that do the assessments.
Mm-hmm.
They are the entities that are helping us to make sure and to ensure that our small business community gains access to the resources that they need.
Okay.
And by the way, to certify for this program, it's free. It's a race and gender neutral program. It's a program that is easy to get certified. Once you get certified, you would engage the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the city of Alexandria, set up an appointment for an assessment, and then we will begin to look at what are the impediments to your growth. Now, this program is designed for folks that are in business, but being in business does not necessarily mean that you have to have made any money. We believe that if you devote at least 20 hours a week toward your business, and if you are a legal entity, then you have the ability.
Now, let me stop you right there. Devote at least 20 hours per week and you are a legal business. Now, somebody that's out there listening saying, what in the world does that really mean?
Well, that's licensing and permits.
Okay.
You know, many times we launch businesses and we do not get the appropriate licenses and permits that are required to actually operate a business.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we want to make sure that we start our clients off on the right foot. And the right foot starts with gaining the capacity to start that business.
Okay.
To make sure that they're able to proceed.
Okay. Now, let's just branch off for a second. And Mr. Joe, let's speak to those people, because what we now understand is that throughout the state, and we know we've got people listening in Shreveport and Monroe and all of those areas that that these branches, these arms branch out to financially. But let's talk about how right here in Central Louisiana, how the city works to make sure that that money is disseminated to small and emerging businesses.
Okay, first I want to express my appreciation for the relationship the City of Alexandria has with LED as well as with Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. The city and AMF are two separate intermediaries acting as a delivery system for the program that John just explained.
And so break that down so people can understand what that means.
What that means is if we have potential business owners coming to us, as John has indicated, there's an assessment process they have to go through. I refer clients that come to me to AMF if I cannot help them, and AMF, through Johnny Bernardo, refers clients to me. Let me give an example.
Okay.
I've had a number of city employees who wanted to start a business. I cannot help them through my program because there will be a conflict of interest. But I can.
A conflict of interest with the city.
A conflict of interest with the city because I run this program as a part of a city project.
Okay.
But what I've done is refer those city employees to AMF.
And AMF, just for those people that may not know, is Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. And then, Martin, when you and I, let me take the opportunity also to thank Ms. Johnny Venardo, who is the catalyst for a lot of what's happening here. And also, Mr. Joe, we thank you and the City of Alexandria, because this is what it's about. This is how we build businesses, and this is how we grow our city and our communities. And so what happens when you then, Martin, at the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, get those people?
Well, first I want to make sure that everyone knows the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a nonprofit organization. I'm on a board, and we have five other individuals that are on that board alongside me who assist with helping small businesses grow. But when we receive referrals either through from the City of Alexandria or from any other source, Johnny has aligned many.
And that's Johnny Bernardo.
Johnny Bernardo has aligned many small business professionals, accountants, individuals who can assist with business plans, consultants who can assist you with marketing your business.
Mm-hmm.
Also, tax preparation. If you have needs to grow your business,
mm-hmm.
we have many professionals that we have that's on our team that can assist you with doing that.
Okay, good. This, y'all, this is such an important show. As I said at the top of the show, we're 22 days in. A lot of people are trying to figure out where they go from here, how they start the birthing process. And guess what? When you stay on point, you're going to figure it out. We've got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with all this plus much more right after this.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville.
Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started this morning, it's a minute after 8. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for beautiful gifts, wonderful home decor, they're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Remember, we always remind you that women, if you are 40 years old or older, uninsured or underinsured, St. Francis Cabrini Women's Center is providing free mammograms. All you've got to do for more information is to phone 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Okay, now if you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about small and emerging business development programs, and we're joined by Stephanie Reed, who is the Louisiana Economic Development Business Officer, John W. Matthews, who is the Executive Director of the Louisiana Economic Development for Small Business Services, Mr. Joe Page, who is the Chief Diversity Officer right here in Alexandria, the City of Alexandria, and also he is the Executive Director of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, and Martin Johnson, who is the President of Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. And welcome back, everybody. We've been talking a lot about during the break about businesses and how we can help businesses and how these services help businesses, John. And one of the things that you wanted to make a point about is that there's not a pot of gold, so to speak, at the end of the rainbow. Let's talk about what you meant by that.
Certainly. First of all, let's say to your listening audience that there's no silver bullet in terms of success. But we know that many of our small business owners are trying to launch these businesses, and maybe they realize that they don't have the dollars to invest in an accounting software and training, or they don't have the dollars to invest totally in entrepreneurial training or software and training. Well, this program is designed to help supplement that individual, because we want to make sure that they get the tools that are necessary in order to grow and in order to sustain. This is about job creation. And job creation is all about home-based storefront businesses and having individuals with the opportunity to do and provide the right framework in order to be successful. Now, all that's a mouthful, but in actuality, what it means is that, for instance, some folks are starting businesses and they don't have a business plan. Well, we suggest that they go through entrepreneurial training.
Okay.
Well, a typical entrepreneurial training class costs about $600. What the state would do, this office would, through Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, we would pay $400 of that $600 in order for that individual to gain access to that training. Let's say that that individual has some industry-specific software that would give them a cutting edge, that would provide them with what we call a competitive advantage. Well, we would help participate in the hiring of the trainer and someone to provide that software, because we believe that two things. We have folks that have lifestyle businesses, and we have folks that are true entrepreneurs, and they have different needs. And we want to make sure that we are there to provide. And I'm going to say this in a framework, managerial and technical skills. What does that really mean?
Right.
It means that, let's say that you want to develop a logo for your business cards. Well, we would help you to hire someone to develop your logo, but we would not help with the production of those business cards. Let's say that you are looking to gain access to QuickBooks training. Mm-hmm. Well, we would help with the software and the training in QuickBooks, but we would not pay for the computer. So all of this is about managerial and technical skills. And if it fits into those boxes, we would help to participate through the City of Alexandria and AMF and Johnny Bernardo.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, that means that the budding entrepreneur has to be invested as well. So you're going to pay for some of it, and then they're going to have to pay for other parts of it. And now there are those people out there that are listening that say, I've got this incredible idea, John, but I don't have any money.
Well, let me say that this program is not for those with an idea. This program is for those that have taken that first step and actually laid out the framework to move that business idea into fruition. So we're not talking about ideas. We're talking about that the next step.
Okay.
And we're talking about assisting individuals with the tools that they need. And I will also say to you that there's such a thing as sweat equity. We realize that in the example of the entrepreneurial training, we would pay 75% of the cost because we know that small business owner is putting sweat equity. In other words, that individual is going to those classes. That individual is focused on moving himself and herself forward in terms of ensuring that they do everything that they need to do to move that business forward. So this is we take all of those things in consideration. I will say to you that many of us only have one shot at the apple.
Right.
And we have to make sure that we take advantage of all of the resources that are out there and necessary in order to give us the edge.
Okay.
And that includes these programs at the state. It includes the small business development centers. And I can go on and on and on about the number of resources that's out there. But I will say to your listening audience, if they want to gain the advantage, then they should engage these programs.
Absolutely.
And Carla, I want to also
go ahead, Stephanie.
If these people want to reach some of the resources that we have at the state of Louisiana Economic Development, they can go to our website at opportunitylouisiana.com, where they can go to the small businesses section and see information about how to grow a business, how to start a business. It has some of the information on what you guys were talking about earlier with licensing and permits, and all of the places that you can go to garner some of that information.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I will also say that part of the problem in our community is that we don't have information. And what we're trying to do here this morning is to provide information, because it's these pieces of information that could make the difference between a successful business and frustration.
Absolutely. And Martin, I think you wanted to add something to that.
Yeah, a couple of things. I was in banking almost 25 years, and I would always oftentimes get people who would come to me and ask me if there were grants available to start a business.
And everybody wants to know that. Yeah. Everybody wants the free money.
Yeah, everybody wants the free money. Well, this is the closest thing you're going to get to someone helping you to help you start your business and put it on a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
John just mentioned of the $600, the state is willing to put up $400. And as you said, you're putting some funds in also to assist with putting your business on a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm. So and I love the idea of sweat equity.
Yes.
Because when you're invested, you tend to want to work harder.
Right. And so you're going to have to put up some money, but you do have a state that's willing, the LED is willing to put up some money to match it with your funds to assist you with getting the business plan that you need, the software that you need, and the other expertise, technical assistance things that you need to place your business on a solid foundation. The other thing that I think that is very significant, and I really want you to know, this is one part of what we've been trying to do here to help grow businesses in our area.
Mm-hmm.
We have a small business incubator, and Joe is running that right now as the executive director of it. That entity is in place to assist you with pointing you in the right direction if you're not supposed to be in our incubator, we may be able to point you to the small business development center to assist you with growing your business. So that we have a number of sources here, and if you need money, if after we've gone through the process of getting your business plan in place, getting the other things that you need in place, if you need money, we have a relationship with Acceon.
Mm-hmm.
Acceon refers businesses to us, but they're also a source.
And Acceon, for those people that don't know, is a lending institution. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break here, because these are all really critical elements of how to get your business started and what you need to get your business started. And then after that, getting the funding. So we're taking you through actually the birthing process. You're on point, everybody. Let's take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Attention small business owners, the Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders: John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services; Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer; Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria; and Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone. You're on point, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life. Dish, you can get Boost, which boosts your telephone cell coverage. You can get almost everything you need at Get Wired Satellites. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. And speaking of the City of Alexandria, that's what we're talking about this morning. We're talking to the Louisiana Economic Development Program. We're talking to Martin Johnson from the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. And we're talking about really how to get your business up and going. And this, for a lot of people, lady and gentlemen, this is a very provocative conversation because so many people are trying to do it. And we meet people on a daily basis, Martin, that are trying to start their businesses. And during the break, we were talking about this. Nobody really wants to get a loan. And being in the banking business for almost three decades, what's up with that?
Well, again, I've not found any grants to help you start your business. This is the closest thing that I've
And you have been dealing with lending institutions and the financial institution for almost 30 years. And so you have not really ever seen a situation where there is money out there for people who are listening, free money that would say, here is free money to start your business.
Haven't seen it. Now, again, I saw what I considered almost a miracle a few years ago where a nonprofit received some money to help homeowners buy homes, mm-hmm. a significant down payment that's been forgiven over 15 years. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing anything like that in banking. This is the closest thing. This the funds that you received that John Matthews is managing for the state of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
This is the closest thing that I've seen to assisting you with putting your business on a solid foundation so that you can grow it. But if you don't have equity to start your business, you're going to probably end up borrowing money. In addition to ASEON, the City of Alexandria, the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, you, others, we have great relationships with the various banks in this area. We have 12 to 13 banks in Alexandria and Pineville. And if you have your business plan, if you have the other things that mm-hmm. you need, and certainly we have to go through making sure everything else is in order, your credit straight and mm-hmm. other things. Not perfect, but if you got ideas, we want to figure out how we help you get into business. We just want to help make sure it's on a solid foundation because we want you to be around for a while.
Absolutely. And Mr. Joe, one of the things that the business incubator does that a lot of people really don't understand is it really takes that small business and it really helps it to grow.
What makes this such a nice arrangement we have with LED and with AMF as we try to help these small emerging businesses? From my perspective, when we talk to clients that come to us, I'm always looking at not only helping them start the business, but determine whether or not they are a potential client for the business incubator.
Mm-hmm. And who is a potential client for the business incubator?
There are a set number of businesses that we look for to come into the incubator: technology, food, mm-hmm. Food industry, small manufacturing, etc. When I look at those businesses, we look at them as potential clients in the incubator. We at the incubator cannot help storefront businesses
right.
because we're not configured that way. So when I talk to clients about starting their business, as John has indicated earlier,
mm-hmm.
there's an assessment process that they go through. In my initial conversation with all of them, I try to get a clear understanding on what kind of business they're trying to start.
Right.
What kind of an investment that they're going to put into this business. As I've said in this show many times, starting a business is a
measured risk.
Mm-hmm. Making business loans is a measured risk. If you take advantage of the resources that's provided for you
mm-hmm.
through funding at LED and having the City of Alexandria and AMF mm-hmm. being the delivery system, if you follow the recommendations that we give you, use the resources that provided for you, you can be successful in the business and you can be successful in terms of getting a business loan and being in a position to pay that loan back.
Mm-hmm.
For those folks who fear debt,
mm-hmm.
You have to follow a set guideline that's out there for you. And as Martin has indicated, when we deliver these services for you, the state through us as the delivery system is picking up 50% of that cost.
Mm-hmm.
So the business owner is paying the other 50%.
So So it's a partnership sort of, so to speak.
We're paying is free money
mm-hmm.
for that.
Mm-hmm. And so, John, what do you think is the biggest drawback that people are having in understanding the concept and the ideology of what you're trying to bring in terms of getting this money out there?
You know, that's a good question. And, you know, oftentimes we find that that our community, they're not realistic. And when I say that, I hear folks all the time, hey, I need that $1 million contract, or I want to mm-hmm. open up that day spa. And, you know, the reality is that maybe you have to start with mm-hmm. something of a home-based business. Maybe you have to start with $10,000, $100,000 contracts as opposed to that $1 million contract. I think that what we have a situation where we're anxious, we want to hit that home run,
mm-hmm.
but we don't want to run the bases. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we have to change. We have to make sure that folks understand that it's not about the loan. Oftentimes, it's not that you deny the loan. It's that you go in there, you don't have a business plan,
uh-huh.
the financials are in disarray. No one's going to lend you any money. But if you go through these programs and you develop a business plan, we help you get your financials in order, then there's a greater likelihood that you'll get that loan. We will also help counsel. We will also help coach you through mm-hmm. the process to make sure that you are hopefully sustaining that business. But I do believe, and this is hard to say, and sometimes it's hard for folks to hear.
Sure.
But earlier I mentioned sweat equity.
Absolutely.
And I think that we have a tendency sometimes not to want to put the sweat in it because we want to have
instant gratification, the
glamour mm-hmm. without the work.
Right. And so, John, I think that that's really on point. And I think that, as you said, it's tough to say, but a lot of people are out there really feeling that. And I want to talk about how important it is that potential entrepreneurs have everything that they need to be successful, because we're seeing people that aren't even really getting out of the, they're not even getting out of the starting gate.
Yeah, let me say this. There are four boxes. If you look at four boxes,
okay.
There are four boxes. One is capability. Folks need to
I'm drawing my four boxes right now, John.
All right, draw them four boxes. The first box,
all right.
Capability. You need to know how to bake bread if you're going to be a bakery.
Okay.
You know, the second box, which is the biggest box, is capacity. You have to have the capacity to be able to run a business. You have to have all your licensing. You have to have all your permits. You mm-hmm. have to have bonding. You have to have all of the things. You have to have access to capital.
Okay.
Then you need to have that third box is opportunity. Mm-hmm. You have to have opportunity to sell your goods and services. And then that fourth box is sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to sustain. Now, we have other programs. We have an exporting program. We have a loan guarantee program. We have a program that if folks want to do business with the state, we have what's called the Hudson Initiative and the Veterans Initiative, whereby it's a goals program and you get greater access to doing business with the state. That's why Stephanie recommended that we need to get the folks to go to our website and understand the different incentive programs. Understand the tax credit program.
But wait, John, you're saying a lot, and I want you to slow down, because a lot of people don't understand all of these things. Let's do this. Let me get in a quick break here, and I want to sort of, we want to give people, like, bite sizes, you know, things
okay.
that they could really, really grasp. So when
yeah,
they
I
leave
this, yeah,
I mean, I love it. I love look, your energy, John, is absolutely palpable. I can feel it all the way from Baton Rouge. But let's take a quick break. We're going to break it down so that everybody can understand it. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories.
everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. And of Kyle Wolf, I'm going to spit it out. Y'all, I get so excited talking about these businesses and helping you guys and helping us as well to grow. But this segment is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. He's in Avoyelles Parish. He is an incredible entrepreneur. He is a person that gives back to the community, but also does great business. If you're in Avoyelles Parish and you need home, auto, life, or banking insurance information, Kyle Wolf is your go-to person. 318-346-6695 is the number. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Now, if you're just joining us, we're joined by what I would consider is a panel of great minds and great thinkers on how to get your business up and going. And John Matthews is the executive director of the Economic Development Small Business Services. And John, before we went to break, I was telling you we want to give it to people slowly and succinctly. And I mean, you know, just sort of little by little, so that people can really understand this process, because I don't want anybody to get discouraged before they even get out of the gate.
I got you. And I think that it all starts with the business plan. And, mm-hmm. and we keep coming back to that.
Okay, and why do we keep coming back to it? Because there is somebody that's listening saying, I don't understand why it's that important.
Because the business plan is going to force you to, first of all, identify who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to force you to identify the profile of your client. It's going to force you to understand and figure out, how do I market to that client, the value that I need to have in order to have more money coming in than going out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to create 5-year projections for you, so that you could see that after year one, if you're not on target, then you have to figure out what do you need to do differently to make that happen. So a business plan is basically that. It's a living plan that would help you to get from that dream to that reality. And most of us just jump in.
Mm-hmm.
We start a business and we don't have any idea of, what does our client look like? How do I reach that client?
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to do in terms of, am I LLC? Am I, you know, what type of entity should I be? So I will say to your listening audience, and it doesn't have to be an elaborate business plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a deal where you sit down and you answer some questions, and there are a couple of websites that will give you the questions.
Mm-hmm.
You answer those questions, and that's the beginning of a business plan.
Okay, so after you get that, let me stop you right there. Now, how important is it, John, for the people that are listening, once you get your business plan, to be able to go into a bank or an Axion, whatever entity, to be able to pitch that business?
Absolutely. Folks want to know that you can pay them back. And they want to know that you have enough organization whereby you know what your next steps are. And that's why you have to put it on paper. It can't be in your head. And I will also say to you that you know, we have to have this thing laid out. And I love what you're doing here today, because you are right on target in terms of providing your listening audience with information.
Right.
And I mentioned that earlier. And you see, the business plan forces you to do research.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what you think that you want to develop and launch is old and antiquated. Maybe they're in the market for what you think folks want. You have to figure out what they want, and then figure out how to get it to them and how to do it better than other folks.
And so how do we figure out, John, for those entrepreneurs that are getting ready to birth their business, how do you figure out what the public wants?
Demographics. You know, it's looking at information, and that's why other entities are also important, like your small business development centers,
mm-hmm.
and a few other, even your universities, et cetera, doing an assessment. There's some folks that could help, because you have to go to, in other words, let's say that you want to manufacture widgets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to go find out if the profile, the type of person that would buy that widget, are they growing,
mm-hmm.
or are they declining?
Okay.
And we don't do that. We just go into something with a thought. Oh, I think I want to do this,
right.
And I think it's going to work.
Right.
Well, you know what? That's not the way to do it. You have to have sound information. That goes back to that box. You know, after you know what it is that you can do,
uh-huh.
you better have the capacity and understand, is there a market for it? And that's where that business plan comes into play. You might start off with a bakery, and then all of a sudden the trend is that folks are going sugarless.
Mm.
So here you are sitting there with all this
sugar.
sugar. And that's it's not where the market is.
Hey, John. Martin said that's called an industry analysis. And, you know, these are like a lot of things that people are sitting there saying, you know, I guess I just never really thought about that. And sometimes people are in this sort of proverbial vacuum where you just have it in your head and you just think that it'll work if I can get the money.
Hey, Colette, one of my former bosses, Wayne Denley, I used to have people who would come to me and they wanted to borrow money.
Uh-huh.
And they would tell me that, you know, Martin, I'm not reporting all my money on my tax return. And Wayne said, Martin, we're going to have to go on and tell them if it's not on paper, it doesn't count.
Wow.
All right. The business plan. Look, we run across a lot of people, all of us, who have great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Great ideas. And it's all in their head. The people who don't have business plans are still good people. And I've seen a lot of people who've done well in business. I've seen a lot of people, I've seen many people who failed in business.
Mm-hmm.
Those who fail, they're still good people. They don't start out planning to fail. They fail to plan.
Absolutely.
And that's why we want to encourage you to get with us so that we can assist you with your
mm-hmm.
business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really not rocket science. The stuff that John just mentioned to you, the executive summary in that business plan, the industry analysis, the analysis of your competition. Who are you competing against?
Mm-hmm.
Those are all very important things that you need to know before you start.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Go ahead, Mr. Joe.
Well, you know, when I talk to our clients about the business plan, that's the first question I ask them, do you have a business plan?
Mm-hmm.
I says, no, I'm a small one-person operation. I don't really need a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. Think about it this way. Would you consider building a house without a plan?
Right.
Well,
makes
the answer
no sense.
Obviously is no.
Right.
So why would you want to build a business without a plan?
And let's also understand that even folks that are existing businesses for 10, 15 years, they need to have a current business plan. You know, I tell folks all the time, if you do today what you did yesterday, you'll be out of business tomorrow.
Wow.
And it's all about change. It's all about innovating. It's all about being dynamic. And we have a number of our small business owners that are stuck in just survival mode because they don't have a firm plan of where they need to be tomorrow and what that market looks like.
Absolutely. John, you are so on point. Let me get a quick break here. Stephanie, I promise when we come back, we're going to get you in this conversation because I know you've got a lot to add. I mean, this is a dynamic conversation and it's so much to think about. But you know what we always say? Knowledge is only powerful when you use it. You can have all the knowledge you want, but it's not powerful unless you use it. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card, it's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonjas at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. The Credit Union with a Heart. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, Davis One Stop. It's in the heart of Cheneyville. And if you're just joining the show this morning, it's all about, you know, being 22 days into the new year. A lot of people have great ideas. And really, the vein of this conversation is to help you take those ideas out of your head and really make them happen. And Stephanie, I know that you probably have seen a lot of the things that I'm talking about and speak to a lot of people just as we do that are starting or wanting to start their business. What's one of the most important things that you say to those people to encourage them?
I would say that information is one of the most valuable things you can have when either you're trying to start your own business or grow your own business. And obviously part of our job here at LED is to help administer programs to give people tools that they can use to foster that growth, but also to make sure that they have access to the information that they need in order to make the right choices and go the right directions. We have a lot of information available on our website at opportunitylouisiana.com. In our small business section on that website, we have information about how to start a business, what kind of licenses or permits you need to get in order to foster the kind of business that you want to start, where you need to go to get that kind of information, whether it be the Secretary of State's website or anything like that. Also, the information on our programs that we administer, like the Small and Emerging Business Development Program, that we work so closely with AMF and with the city through Johnny Bernardo to administer. And if anybody, you know, has any questions or wants more information, they can feel free to contact me. And my email address is Stephanie.Reed, R-E-E-D, at LA.gov. If anybody wants to ask me any questions, I'd be happy, you know.
To field those questions. And, you know, I think, Stephanie, what you're saying is really critically important. And that's for all the services that are sitting here and that are with us this morning. And I said it, you know, going to the break, we're only powerful when we use the information that we have. We can sit here and we can banter back and forth about what people need to do, Mr. Joe, but until people actually reach out and use these services, but not just reach out, but follow the process. Because you see, most people, and it's like John said, a lot of us don't want the sweat equity. We don't want to put the work in, but really nothing is going to happen unless you put the work in.
Right. You know, we've shared a lot of information here, but to your listening audience, they're probably asking, well, how do I get in touch with these folks? The number you can call is 318-449-5107. That's for the city of Alexandria.
And for the AMF, Johnny Bernardo's number.
And the AMF, let me just break that down. That's Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. And let me just say, Martin, that, hang on before he does that, that Johnny Bernardo has probably been in business, her own personal business, for 3 decades as well. And she has, I don't think that there is probably any one single person that has worked as hard and has more information and is trying to help as many people as possible is Johnny Bernardo.
And I agree. Johnny was the first president of the Central Louisiana Business League. Mm-hmm. She's had that passion for many years to help small businesses, and that continues today. If you need assistance, if she does not know, if she, she doesn't have the tools in her office.
Lord have mercy. She's going to find him.
Yeah, she knows who to connect mm-hmm. you to. So I'm going to encourage you to contact her. And that number is 318-442-3593.
One more time.
318-442-3593.
You know, it's because of Johnny Bernardo that I think, you know, we've been working in, of course, across the state and in the Alexandria area for a number of years. And I've enjoyed immensely working with Johnny. She's a person that has grown our certification program from one person to several hundred people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a relationship of hundreds of thousands of dollars that we have placed in the Alexandria area for managerial and technical assistance. I think that the one thing I would leave your audience with is that all you have to do is get connected, and then we'll refer you to where you need to be, depending upon your very specific
mm-hmm.
needs.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as one size fits all.
Right.
This is not a cookie cutter type deal. You know, this is very specific to you, where you are in the type of business you have, and we just have to engage you. And once Joe and Johnny and the folks in Alexandria and across the state, once they engage you in that assessment, then we'll have a very clear
mm-hmm.
path to moving you to where you need to be.
Absolutely. And Stephanie, for you, especially for those women that are listening this morning that want to start their businesses, but they are apprehensive. And sometimes we look at what others are doing and we say, well, somebody's already doing that. Speak to those people that want to just get started and are sort of apprehensive.
Sure. And I mean, obviously here at the state we have gender neutral and race neutral programs, but there are people out there that work specifically with women-owned businesses, and they can certify you in that. And there's all sorts of resources out there that if you only go and look for the information, it really can help you in things that you didn't even know that were possible.
And so as we say that, because I hear people say all the time, people say, well, it's money out there everywhere, especially for quote-unquote women-owned businesses. For those women specifically, and I'm not just relegating this to women, because I know that there are a lot of people that want to start businesses. In your mind, Stephanie, what is the best website or the best number that they can call to just get started?
I think generally for business owners, a very great resource is the Small Business Association, which is a federal program. There's a lot of information on there, whether it be starting a business plan or what kind of things you need to have included in that. A good resource for women-owned businesses would be the Women's Business Enterprise Council South. That number is actually 504-830-0149.
One more time.
Women-owned business can try and call that number. And
give that number one more time, Stephanie.
It's 504-830-0149.
Okay. All right. Good. And so, Mr. Joe, what's the most important thing that you hope that people will take from this conversation this morning?
Well, first of all, I hope they called us.
Absolutely.
Before they make any commitments to do anything, because we've had a number of clients who committed to a building or something before they come to us.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step is to call us, and then we can take you through the process and show you how to take advantage of all these resources out here with the technical assistance program that we're running with funding from LED, as well as what we're doing at the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Mm-hmm.
Those two just fit hand in glove. We can start up businesses,
mm-hmm.
get them qualified to go into the incubator. Now they can spend up to 3 years in a nurturing environment
mm-hmm.
as they develop the additional skills they need in order to be successful. We have a number of partners in the incubator, including Axion, which is a micro
mm-hmm.
lender,
mm-hmm.
and LSUA is another partner we have in there who develops a training curriculum specifically for our business clients in the incubator.
Mm-hmm.
So the two just work well together. The technical assistance side, where
mm-hmm.
we can get those businesses started by use of the funds we get from LED to give them that technical assistance,
mm-hmm.
and then move them into the incubator and help them grow their business further. Then they have the greatest opportunity to be successful once they leave that environment.
Absolutely. And let me just say, Mr. Joe, before I leave the city of Alexandria, that we want to thank the mayor. We want to thank the city of Alexandria. We want to thank you, Mr. Joe Page, for the working relationship that we all have, because one of the things that we say about what we do here, it's a connections network, and it takes everybody to get connected to help people to get to where they need to be so that we can all grow. So we certainly appreciate what you, Mr. Joe, is doing in this realm, and we thank the leadership, the mayor, those folks in the city that are helping to make this, to grow it and to help to make it a success. So thank you so much for that. Martin, last words for you.
Last words. What I want everyone to know is that help is available. We are here, and there are a lot of resources that we are connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help you if you are interested in going in business, or if you are already in business.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help you, and we have some resources are here to help you.
Absolutely. Let me just give that number to the incubator one more time. It's 318-449-5107. You can go to the website at opportunitylouisiana.com. I want to thank Stephanie Reed, John Mathis, Mr. Joe Page, and Martin Johnson. Thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You guys were fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break, everybody, but we're back right after this.
What I need, and if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming, and I reap what I done sowed.
Hey, hey.
Well, let me tell you something.
Attention small business owners, the Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday. It's January 22nd, and it's 8:55. I tell you what, if you're sitting at your office or you're driving in and you're saying, Carlette, you know, that's just a lot of information. Well, we understand that it's a lot of information. But what we want to do is we want to start making connections. We want to help people to get to the right places, to get their business started. And more than anything, as a business ourselves, a business that had to come from infancy and for many respects, or in many respects, we are growing our business just as many of you are as well. We like to try to connect with as many resources as possible to help all be successful. Because let me tell you something, I understand what it's like every day to go to a job, and you may really, really appreciate your job, but over time it becomes drudgery because you know that there's something else that you should be doing. And so we want to be able to encourage you that there is enough room, there's enough space, there's enough resources for every single person. And let me give you the numbers once again to the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. It's 318-449-5107. For the Metropolitan Foundation, the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, the number is 318-442-3593. You can go to their website at opportunitylouisiana.com. There are resources available, but remember, there's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. One of the things that John talked about is sweat equity. You got to be able to invest in yourself. Before anybody else will believe your dreams, before anybody will invest in it, invest in yourself. Remember, knowledge is only powerful when you use it. Don't sit there and say, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Pick up the telephone, make the call, and say, hey, listen, I am ready to invest in myself. What do I need to do? Start with your business plan. There are people out there that will help you to get it done and help you to get it done correctly. And that's really what it's all about. You know what my instructor once told me in college, DC? She said, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. Wake up, stop sleeping, and get on point. It's all about investing in self. It's all about being the best that you can be. And you do that through getting information. We bring you this information, but we want you to be viable enough to pick up on it, to call the business incubator. There are people there that are willing, ready, and able to answer your questions and to help you to get it going, get the money that's going to help you to get invested. But it starts with you. It starts with you. And until you get there, until you make the call, nothing is going to happen. I tell you what, we want to thank you guys, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We do. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. You got to love yourself. You got to create a plan for yourself. And it starts with conversations like this. And we want to give you enough information, enough power to be powerful. That's why we get up every single morning and do it. For David Christmas, for Deuce Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday.